Hi, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord. We pray to read these six messages, the two impairs. Almost like repeating, but there are impairs. 1 Corinthians 3, 11 and 12. Here talk about foundation. There are materials, building materials on the foundation for the building. You have foundation, you have material, and the building. Ephesians 22, 15 and 16 talk about abolishing, annul all the negative things and on the cross, and create the two in himself into one new man. There are two aspects of the result. There are two issues. One is one new man, also one body. This one new man is also one body. By putting these two verses together, you can see this. Ephesians 2:21 and 22. These two, this pair, talk about very similar. In whom all the building, being fit together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord. In verse 22, in whom you also being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. The fitted together becoming the temple, and then built together into a dwelling place. So they are in parallel. You talk about the temple, the holy temple being the dwelling place. For the believer, it's the holy temple. But for God, it's a dwelling place. And this is a two aspects of one thing. These six verses are the source of this message. This week, hope we can pray read this six verses, foundation, material, and building, and then one new man, and then the body, one body, and also the holy temple and the dwelling place. These six verses are the foundation for this message. Let's read the message title. The Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity for the Producing of Materials, for the Divine Building, and for the Producing and Existence of the Church as the Body of Christ, a body to Christ, the new man to God, and the dwelling place to the Spirit. This is a very long title. There are many things covered here. If we can clearly stated or expound on this title, this will be very good. How about we read the first three of the Roman numerals? Roman numeral 1, the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity is for the producing of the material for the divine building, the church of God. The Roman numeral 1 is just like the first part of the title. It's for the producing of the material for the divine building. Then the second phrase is related to Roman numeral 2. The divine dispensing of the divine Trinity is for the producing and existence of the church as the body of Christ, the new man, and the dwelling place of God. Roman numeral 2 talk about the second half of the title. This divine dispensing is for producing and existence of the church. There's a semicolon. It's not a comma, it's a semicolon. This is an opposition. It's a clause. What is a church? Church to Christ is the body, to God is the new man, to the Spirit is the dwelling place. So in Roman numeral 3, there's some repetition between point 2 and 3, but the divine dispensing produced the material, produced the church, allowed the church to exist and produced, and then allow the church to be built up. And so the result is point 3. Through the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity, the Church of God functions as the body of Christ, the new man, and the dwelling place of God. This divine dispensing produced the material. It's also produced the church, and also for the existence of the church. This would be as the base, all this precious material being built on the church. And the result of the issue to Christ is the body, to God, this is the new man, and to the Spirit, it's the dwelling place. This is the triune God, the body of Christ, the new man of God, and the dwelling place of the Spirit. The main burden of this message is to talk about this. In the divine dispensing of divine Trinity, we live and serve is for the produce, the material, for the building. To build, what are you building? Building up the body of Christ, building up the new man of God, and also the dwelling place of the Spirit. So this is the backbone of this message. We can read under Roman number 1. A, in order to be proper material for the divine building, we need to experience the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. Point B, we experience the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity in God entering into the material for his building. God the Father is expressed in the Son. God the Son is realized as the Spirit, and God the Spirit enter into this believer so that they may be mingled with the triune God. These are very crucial expression. On one hand, we understand it, we know this, but we need to be constituted with this. I think we understand when people speak about this, but we are not, since we are not so constituted, so we can't speak this. We need to learn to speak this. C, we may experience the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity in transforming us into precious material for God's building. Point one, brothers, while Christ as the living foundation holds and supports the entire church, he is dispensing his divine element of life into all the members. Sisters, too, this dispensing of himself as the element of life into our being will transform us into precious materials for the divine building. Point one is mainly to talk about producing the materials. Who are the materials? We are the saved one. We are saved. When we are saved, we've been redeemed by him. But we are not the precious material for the building yet. We need to go through the transformation so we can become the building material. In 1 Corinthians 3:11, talk about there's a foundation. There's another foundation no one's able to lay. But then also in verse 12, talk about the foundation. Be built with gold, silver, and precious stone. Not wood, grass, and stubble. Gold is referred to the nature of the Father. Silver referred to the redemption of Christ. Precious stone referred to the transformation work. Wood is correspond to gold, which is our natural being. Grass is correspond to silver, and the stubble is correspond to precious stone. Wood, grass, grass and stubble can be easily burned. Through his dispensing, we can be transformed to become the material. But we were wood, grass, and stubble. But we were transformed. We can be transformed into the gold, silver, and precious stone. So, we need to receive the dispensing so we can experience the material. In John 3, 14 to 15 and 16, talk about Moses lift up the serpent. In verse 16, talk about that everyone who believes into him, we need a circle, believe into. Believe into. In verse 15, and both 15 and 16, talk of believe into. We need to believe into him. Is believe into is to receive the dispensing. Point B, talk about we experience the divine dispensing of divine Trinity in God's entering into the materials. He's entering into the material. He's entering into the material. All the work he's doing, it's intrinsic work. It's a work is in us. Here is a colon. How does he enter into us? The colon, after this colon says, God the Father is expressed in the Son. Father come to the Son. God the Son is realized as the Spirit. And from the Son to the Spirit. And then God the Spirit enters into the believers so that they may be mingled with the triune God. The Father, the Son, the Spirit. To become the precious material, we need that something enter into us. Something enter into us to be mingled with us. From the Father, to the Son, to the Spirit, to the believers. And then mingle. This is the process to become, the steps to becoming the building material, precious material. John 14:9. He who has seen me has seen the Father. The Father was expressed through the Son. John 14:11, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. This is mutual abiding. Verse 16, I ask the Father, he will give you another comforter. Jesus Christ is the comforter. He may be with you forever. And he is the Spirit. And here we have triune God, the Father, the Comforter, the Son, and the Spirit. Amen. Point C. Through his dispensing, we can become the precious material. We may experience such a divine dispensing and it's transforming us into precious material for God's building. In this two small points, how does this dispensing taking place? Point one says, Christ as the living foundation holds and supports the entire church. He is dispensing his divine element of life into all the members. Here is a situation. Here it talks about the church. When he holds the church, he dispenses into the members. In his holding, he dispenses into the members. Whenever we are in the church, we are under the dispensing. This morning, when you are in the Lord's Day meeting, you are receiving a lot of dispensing. Unconsciously. Point two, talk about this dispensing also is the transformation. We are being transformed. Dispensing, and then we are being transformed.
The
two verses, 2 Corinthians 3:18, the last portion, we are at the same age from glory to glory. It's step by step. The more we're transformed, the more glory we are. We're the more we're like God, even from the Lord's Spirit. So the source of this transformation is the Lord's Spirit. Romans 12:2. How are we transformed? Where do we are we being transformed? It's transformed by the renewing of the mind. Where are you being renewed or transformed? You're not just gaining weight or something physical. This is something invisible. It is the our mind being renewed and transformed. So Roman numeral 1 talk about this divine dispensation of the divine Trinity is for the producing of the building material so that this material can be built under on the foundation of Christ to build up the church. So we need to become the building material. We need to receive the dispensing. This dispensing is the element of God enter into us, mingle with us, so that we can be transformed, so we can become and transform to be the material. Where do you receive such a transformation? In the church. When he holds the church, he dispenses his element into all his members. How about we two by two speak about this point? Amen. Okay, brothers and sisters, we all want to be the precious material. In order to have becoming the material, we need to receive the dispensing. We need to call on the name of the Lord. He is the all-inclusive one. The more we call on His name, the more we pray, read the Bible, when we go into the meeting, we receive dispensing. Then we are becoming the precious material. And He's mingled with us. When we talk about material, we are many times we pray for the young ones, for the children, for the young people. We pray for them. So that they can begin to receive dispensing when they're young. So their character can be built up. They can become the precious material for the building. Acacia wood. When they talk about the cedar wood, which is tall, very tall and straight. Very straight. That can be a very good building material. Many times, you know, the Chinese saying that if you are not becoming a good material, it's because you are too spoiled. When you are too spoiled, you are crooked. You're crooked. It's very hard to become a good building material. You can only becoming a not so precious material. We need to become the precious material to receive the dispensing from God. We also need to pay attention to the children, to the young people, so they can become the building material. They need to have a build up their character, a straight character. They can be holy, sanctified, and becoming the precious building material. Now we look at the existence and the producing of the church. Romans 2, the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity is for the producing existence of the church. Grace to you, peace to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And then 2 Corinthians 13:14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is to be with you all is for your existence. Point B. The church is the body to Christ, a new man to God, and a dwelling place to the Spirit, who is the consummation and aggregate of the triune God. This means that the church is the dwelling place of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, who is now consummated as the Spirit. This is a very long sentence. We're going to spend a lot more on Roman number 3. To Christ, this is the body. To God, is a new man. And to the Spirit, this is the dwelling place. This dwelling place of the Spirit is the ultimate consummation. Because God desired to have a dwelling place.
这个第三个终点, 我们一同来读,
let's come to point C. The way to produce the church, which is the body of Christ, the new man, and the dwelling place of the triune God, and the way for this church to exist are by the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity. This is a summary here. Church has been produced. Church has been built into a body of Christ, becoming a new man and dwelling place. This is all need to exist by the divine dispensing. Ephesians 1, I think chapter 1, we talk a lot about this portion of the Bible. Regarding the divine dispensing, divine Trinity. Roman Numeru talked about not only produce the material church, build precious material for the church, but it also for the producing and for the existence of the church. So now we come to Roman number 3. Let's read Roman number 3 one more time. Look, through the divine dispensing of divine Trinity, the Church of God functions as the body of Christ. Functions. The Church functions. What are the functions? As the body of Christ. As the new man. As the building, dwelling place of God. Ephesians 2:15, 16, talk about create the two in himself into one new man and reconcile both in one body. Fit it together, grow into the temple, holy temple of the Lord. Also built together into the dwelling place of God.
就是大终点跟小点,
how about we
pray the
main point and also the sub point, but not the sub point. Okay? Two by two. Let's pray read. Amen. A. In relation to Christ, the church functions as the body. The divine economy is God's eternal plan to dispense himself in Christ into his chosen and redeemed people to produce the body of Christ. Two, the body of Christ is the fullness of the all-inclusive Christ, the one who fills all in all. Three, we need to have a universal view of the universal body of Christ. B, in relation to God, the church functions as the new man to accomplish God's eternal economy in order to carry out his eternal plan, which is the economy of the age. God needs a man, the one new man. Two, the church as the new man is the corporate man in God's intention. This new man fulfills the twofold purpose of expressing God and dealing with his enemy. As the new man, the function of the church is to move, work, act, and do things to accomplish God's great plan. Four, this new man is a corporate and vast man, comprising all of God's chosen people, and we should consider ourselves as part of this new man. 5. Through the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity, the church is produced as God's masterpiece, the new man in the new creation. 6. We need to practice the church life in the consciousness of the one new man. If we are conscious of the one new man, we will realize that all the churches in the different countries are one new man. C. In relation to the Spirit, the church functions as the dwelling place of God. 1. God's Spirit is the dweller, not the dwelling place. The dwelling place is the believer's spirit, indwelled by God's Holy Spirit. 2. Ephesians 2:21 says that the holy temple is the Lord, is in the Lord. And the verse 22 says that the dwelling place of God is in spirit. 3. The high and exalted one, who inhabits eternity and whose name is holy, dwells with the contrite and lowly of spirit, and looks to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit. 4. According to Isaiah 66:2 and 57:15, the dwelling place of God desires to have is a group of people into whom he can enter. Okay. Brothers and sisters, Roman numeral 3.
对不起, 先说第三大点, 第一个终点, 下面, 它那个, 小点, 一, 二, 那个一是做,
Let's look at
我们需要有基督宇宙的身体的宇宙观, 这个是三, 它这个打错了, 对不起。 好, 我们先看 这三方面, 弟兄姊妹,
Let's look at the three different aspects.
神圣三一,
the divine dispensation, divine Trinity
这样的造会啊,
of the church,
要发挥的功用, 目的, 为什么要记得, 啊, 它有好几方面, 我们知道我们读以弗所书, 读到造会是基督的身体,
in Ephesians, we know
神的国,
the church
是战士,
has so many aspects.
It's
the body, it's the bride, it's the warrior. But in this message, we talk about three aspects. One is the body of Christ. One is regarding the new man. The other one is regarding the dwelling place of God. One is more important than the others. The body is for expression.
One
has body, you enjoy the riches and become in the fullness.
And
body, through the growth, through our eating, you have growth and become the body. So the body is on one aspect, expression, is to express the fullness of Christ through the growth. Through the growth is through our eating and drinking. When we talk about the mingling of the uniting of the life, so the growth is related to life.
来说一说,
and then later we can see more smaller points.
In
relation to Christ, the church functions as the body. Ephesians 1:22, 23 says the body, the fullness of the one who fills an all in all. Ephesians 2:16, they might reconcile both into one body, which is the Jews and the Gentiles. They are irreconcilable, but they are being reconciled both in one body through the cross. The small point one, the divine economy of is God's eternal plan to dispense himself into Christ, into his chosen and redeemed people, to produce the body of Christ. So the economy of God is to dispense Christ, God, into man to produce the body. This is a very important basic truth. God's economy is through dispense himself in Christ into us to produce the body of Christ. Point two, the body of Christ is the fullness of the all-inclusive Christ, the one who fills all in all. This body is a matter of fullness. Christ is the head. The body is the fullness of Christ. Point A, small point A, Christ is the great to such an extent that he fills the whole universe and even becoming the dimension of the universe. Christ, as the one who fills all in all, needs the body, the church, to be his fullness, his expression. Point A, small A, talk about he fills all in all. And B, talk about he need an expression. He fills all in all, but he needs expression. He needs an expression. Is through the church, the body of Christ. Point C, talk about he is the infinite God without limitation. It's so great that fills all things in all things. Such a great Christ needs the church, his body to be his fullness for his expression. He needs an expression. Where does he have the expression? In the church. The infinite God needs the church, which is the body of Christ, to become the vessel. This is a great vessel. Point three, that we need to have a universal view of the universal body of Christ. We need to have such a universal view. Point capital A tells us church is the body. The body is the expression. This expression is through the dispensing.
And
he is the one fills all in all. And he his fullness has been expressed through the body. We need to have such a universal view, universal view of the body of Christ. Don't ever say that, yeah, you know, my church in my area, church in my country, but we have to have the universal view of the church.
讲到实行这一面的时候, 他就说要本于他,
out from whom? Out from whom? All the body, Ephesians 4:16, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part causes the growth of the body into the building up itself in love.
这是一节很重要的经节，来，我们一起读一遍，等会儿背起来最好，好不好？本于他，全身建造，of
from whom all the body, being joined together and being knit together through every joint of the rich supply and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
好，所以长大，我们都知道。
This is an important verse, Ephesians 4:16. In order to grow, we need to receive the dispensing. We need to eat and drink and enjoy him. And point, capital B, to God, in relation to God, the church is a new man. Ephesians 4:24, Colossians 3:10. These two verses are parallel. How about we read these two verses? Ephesians 4:24, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. And Colossians 3:10, and put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge according to the image of him who created him. These two verses are parallel. To put on the new man. In Ephesians, talk about it was created according to God. It was created according to God. It was created according to God. In Colossians, it's being renewed. It's being renewed according to the image of Him who created Him. So on one hand, the new man has been created, but in time, in our experience, this new man is being renewed. We already have the content of the new man, but we have many also have an old man in us. So we need to be renewed. We need to be renewed unto the full knowledge according to the image of Him who created Him. When we talk of the body, it's related to life. In the new man, it's mainly referred to the person. This is more related to person. You have consciousness. You have knowledge. You have power. When you raise up your kids, you give him nutritious food, allow him to grow very strong, healthy. But if he never been educated, then he may be a very healthy kid, but he's not educated. He need to have knowledge. He need to have some content. He need to have the power. Maybe he can just run and walk and jump, but he can't drive a car. So not only you need to the fullness of life, but you also need to have a person, have the knowledge, because this new man is for God to defeat his enemy. Life is through growth. And the new man is through renewing and being renewed. The old man was created by God, but new man is also created by man. But there needs to be a renewal process. It's not, say, they have nothing to do with an old creation. This old creation needs to be renewed. Point one, in order to carry out His eternal plan, which is the economy of the ages, God needs a new man. There are two creations. In Genesis 1:26, God said, let's make man in our image. Make man. In Colossians 3:10, was created Him. It was according to the image of Him who created Him. So the new man was created. Genesis is creating the old man. In Ephesians 4:24, it's creating a new man. His desire is to accomplish his purpose, but the old man failed, but he needs a new man to accomplish his purpose. Point two, the church as the new man is the corporate man in God's intention. This new man fulfills the twofold purpose of expressing God and dealing with his enemy. It would express God and dealing with his enemy. So Genesis 1:26 talk about he's according our likeness, our image. One, to let them have dominion. Dominion means dealing with the enemy. As the new man, point three, the function of the church is to move, work, act, and do things to accomplish God's great plan. Ephesians 2:10. How about we read together? For we are His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand in order that We would walk in him. Walk in them. We are his masterpiece. This masterpiece was created. Created for what? There's a for good works. For good works. The new man has a purpose for good works. What is a good work? What are good works? This is not just building bridge or paved roads. But if you read the footnotes, you know it's carry out his purpose. If you go to the footnote, carry out his purpose and to live the church life. This is the good works. To have a church life is to have the good works. When you study the Bible with others, when you prophesy, those are the good works. When you are shut the door and pray to God, that's also the good works. Point four, talk about the new man is a corporate man and vast man, comprising of all God's chosen people, and we should consider ourselves as part of this new man. This is not an individual man, it's a corporate man, it's a big man. It's not just you or me individually, but it's a corporate man. Point five, through the divine dispensing of divine Trinity, the church is produced as God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10, for we are his masterpiece. The masterpiece is singular. Sometimes we always tell people that he's one of the best person in our company. Only one of them. But here, the masterpiece is unique. It's only one masterpiece. There are not many masterpieces. This is a unique masterpiece. Keep in mind, this is a unique masterpiece. Small a. Nothing other than the divine dispensing of divine life can make us new. This masterpiece is new. It's a new part of new creation. Small b. It is through the dispensing of divine grace, which is a triune God as a gift given to us, that we become the living members of the body of Christ, parts of the new man, and are made organic constituents of the church as the divine and heavenly point. We are the heavenly point. All the angels will praise this masterpiece. This is the point. This new man is God's masterpiece. Don't despise the church. Point six, talk of we need to practice the church life in the consciousness of the one new man. If we are conscious of the one new man, we realize that all the churches in different countries are one new man. We need to be. Don't have too many you and me and us and them. We are in one new man.
对这里,
Colossians 3:10 talk about putting on new man. Verse 11. Where? There in the new man. Where? There in new man. No, cannot be Greeks and Jews, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man. But Christ is all and in all. And here, it's not a gender. This is not, we're not, this cannot be. The verse says it cannot be. In the new man cannot be Greek or Jews. There's no American. In the new man, it's all Christ man. There cannot be anything else. All the culture, all the race, all the languages, in the new man. All this has been dealt with.
We're
going to have a webcast message. The brothers are very laborious to labor real hard. They have to download the message. They have to play the message. You can download very quickly. There are four different languages. We have the outline. We also have four different languages. We have Spanish. We have English. We have Korean. We have Chinese. This is the consciousness of the new man. All the languages can be heard. All the labor by the brothers for the new man. We are the new man. We are caring for one another. When we're in New Jerusalem, we don't have this problem. But today, we need to have the consciousness. Colossians 4:7. There's a lot of name being mentioned here. All things concerning me, Tychicus. Talk about Barnabas, Mark, Onesimus. There are many names being mentioned. Different churches, different locality. They do have fellowship. They are greeting to one another. Verse Colossians 4:11. Justus. There are also Greek Jew from you, Epaphras, Luke, the beloved physician. This is verse 14. Demas, greet the brothers of Laodicea. Then verse 17 talk about Archippus. There are so many names mentioned. You're serving, your man serving in our area.
In
that age, there are not that many believers, but there are a lot of fellowship. They are in the consciousness of the one new man. Now we come to point C. This is the most important burden for this message. In relation to spirit, the church functions as the dwelling place of God. Dwelling place of God. Isaiah 57:15 and Isaiah 66:1-2. How about we read these three verses? For thus says the high and exalted one, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I will dwell in the high and holy place, and with the contrite and lowly of the spirit, to revive the spirit of the lovely, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Thus says Jehovah, heaven is my throne, and the earth the footstool of my feet. When then is the house that you will build for me, and where is the place of my rest? For all these things my hand has made, and so all these things have come into being, declares Jehovah. But to this kind of man will I look, to him who is poor and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. This verse is very interesting. The body is for expression. It's the fullness, expression of the fullness. The new man is for the movement, for action. The body is through growth, and then the new man is through renewal. It's renewed. One is for the expression and for the movement. This is the rest. Dwelling place is for rest. Heaven is my throne, and the earth its footstool for my feet. Where will you build for me? Where is the place of my rest? He needs the expression. He needs the move But he also needed rest. Where is his dwelling place? The heaven is my throne, and earth my footstool of my feet. Where will you? Where then is the house that you will build for me? Where is the spirit in man to build in the spirit of man? For all things my hand has made, and so all these things have came into being, declared Jehovah. But to this kind of man will I look. This kind of man will I look. To him who is poor and of a contrite spirit. So he heaven has stretched out of heaven and earth, but he's also created the spirit in man. And here talk about heaven is my throne, earth is my footstool. If you put these verses together, where can he have rest? Which is the spirit of man is where he can rest. The dwelling place of God is in our spirit. Point one. God's spirit is the dweller, not the dwelling place. The dwelling place is the believer's spirit, indwelled by God's Holy Spirit. Here, at least we know what's the dweller. Who's the dweller? Who's the dwelling place? God's spirit is the dweller, and then believers' spirit is the dwelling place. Ephesians 22:21 says, the holy temple is in the Lord. Verse 22 says that the dwelling place of God is in spirit. This indicates for the building of God's dwelling place, the Lord is one with our spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17, he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. B, our spirit is where the building of the church, the dwelling place of God, takes place. Our spirit, Ephesians 2:22, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling place of God in spirit. Point three, the high and exalted one, who inhabits in eternity, whose name is holy, dwells with a contrite and lowly of spirit, and looks to him who is poor and contrite in spirit. These are the verses we just read. God is inhabit into the contrite and lowly of the spirit. He wants to dwell in man. The man needs to have an attitude that has a contrite spirit, lowly spirit, poor spirit, contrite spirit. What does that mean? It means that we need to turn to God. We need to turn to him. We need to repent, empty ourselves, return, turn to God, because his desire is to dwell with man. If we don't have, we're not empty ourselves, we don't have contrite spirit, he cannot dwell in us. So in point four, according to these verses in Isaiah, the dwelling place of God desire to have a group of people. It's not just one person, it's a group of people. Hallelujah. It's a group of people. It's a church. Church is not just one person. It's a group of people. Who are these people? They're willing to empty themselves. They're willing to be contrite in spirit and lowly in spirit. They are willing to allow him to enter into. Into whom he can enter. He can enter. He wants to dwell in man's spirit. But we need to turn to him, empty ourselves, allow him to enter. Enter and mingle with us. Isaiah 57:15. You can see. To revive the spirit of the lowly and to revive the heart of the contrite. Why is he talk about to revive. He needs to revive in our spirit. He also needed to spread into our soul, into our heart. Not only our spirit has been revived, but our heart needs to be revived as well. So he not only came to our spirit, but it's also spread to our heart. He would make his home in our heart.
这个以弗所三章啊，这个基督啊安家，三章十七节，基督安家在我们心里，就完全相对。
This corresponds to Ephesians 3:17. Make his home in our heart.
他先加强我们里面的人，加强到我们里面的人里。
Second Corinthians 3 also talk about he will strengthen our inner man. He can make his home in our heart.
好，那么我们再看。
this small a and b. God intends to have a dwelling place that is the mingling of God and man, in which God is built into man and man is built into God, so that God and man and God can be a mutual abode. It's a mutual abode to each other. John 14,
and
Father's house are many abodes. This is not heavenly mansion. It's not many people thinking it's a heavenly mansion. No, this is the many abodes. If it were not so, I go to prepare a place for you. In verse 20, in that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. Verse 23, my Father left him, we will come to him and make an abode with him. Make an abode. The Lord Jesus went to the heaven to the Father to build a heavenly mansion for us. No. He come to him and make an abode with him. And this is God-man mingle and mutually abode. In the Old Testament, we are in the Father and Father's in us. In the holy place, there's an ark. In ark, there's also a golden pot. In the golden pot, they have manna. Manna is represent Christ. The golden pot is the Father. So the Lord is in the Father. Then the pot is in the ark. You know, ark is also represent Christ. So the pot is in the ark. So the Son, so the Father is in the Son. So where's the ark? Ark is in the Holy of Holies. Holy of Holy is our spirit. So this is very wonderful. This is a mutual abode. This is mingling. Small b. In the New Testament, this dwelling place, this house, is the church, which is God's habitation in the believer's spirit. So today, the church is the temple. It's also the house. So if we can review this point C, the dwelling place is a big point. Psalm 90, Lord, you're for generation to generation, you are our dwelling place. In the footnote, there's a footnote. To make God our dwelling place, our eternal place, which is the highest experience of God. This is the highest experience so that God can be our dwelling place, our eternal dwelling place. This is the highest and fullest experience to God, toward God. Psalm
133, 13-14.
And the footnote.
Because the Lord has chosen Zion.
Jehovah has chosen Zion to make Zion his dwelling place. Zion also represents overcomers. In the church, the overcomers are his dwelling place. The overcomers are his dwelling place. In verse 14, saying, this is my eternal dwelling place. Zion is the dwelling place and also his eternal resting place. We know the Lord desire to have a dwelling place. Where, in what kind of man? He wants to be in the contrite, those with contrite spirit and lowly spirit. And they will become his dwelling place.
我们从这里我们就读得出来 是吧？这个居所是借着连接,
this dwelling place
借着调和,
is through the uniting, the mingling,
是神得着安息, 得着满足,
to have, so that God can have a dwelling place
就是,
that he can be satisfied and rest. So today we need to enjoy eating Christ and grow. Today we want to have the new man. We need to be renewed in our mind. We are willing to eating and drinking. Sometimes we are not empty ourselves. We have insist on many things. Sometimes brother and sister encourage us, but we are stubborn. We are not willing to be submissive. We are not willing to be renewed. So there's we lack of digestion, so we cannot be renewed. We also would like to be his dwelling place. We need to empty ourselves proactively. Lord, come into my spirit, not only into my spirit, but into my heart, into my soul. In this Thanksgiving conference, our will is the duplication of his will. Our love is his duplication of his love, so that he can make his home in us. This can make the church to be God's dwelling place. Maybe just two by two, we don't have much time. Speak to one another. Talk about these three different aspects. The body of Christ, the new man of God, and also the dwelling place of God, of the Spirit.